of other things entering in cause him to be unfruitful. Let me share something with you right here. When it says entering in, I looked up that phrase, entering in, and guess what it means? It means to be carried into or put into as food into a mouth. Of the affections entering the soul. So what Satan will do, he will bring an anxiety to you, a care, a concern, a worry, and he will try to put it in you. He'll try to put it in your soul. Just like you put food in your mouth. So that care, that anxiety, that fear, that frustration, whatever it is on the outside of you, but Satan is working to get it inside. And that's the reason why God said, no, don't receive it, cast it. Don't let it in. Because if you do, it will make the word and your life unfruitful. And guess what unfruitful means? I'm giving y'all a lot of definitions tonight, huh? Unfruitful means without fruit, barren, B-A-R-R-E-N. But listen at this right here. Not yielding what it ought to yield.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be healed and walk in health. He carried our sorrows so we could have fullness of joy. This is just a glimpse of what you'll find in Jesus Did It For You. I also share what's included in your heavenly benefits package and give practical insight on how to receive, apply, and enjoy the inheritance God has freely given you. You can receive your copy of Jesus Did It For You for only $11.95 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TheWordCC.com, or you can call 318-442-8100. The book is also available in hardcover and Kindle versions. Order your copy today. Jesus did it for you. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning, everybody. This is Lily Allen coming to you from this dynamic little church called New Birth Missionary Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, where the Reverend Clinton W. Turner is pastor. We want to welcome everybody to the Good Shepherd broadcast on 88.1 every Thursday of the month at 11 to 11:30 a.m. You will find this Good Shepherd preaching and teaching at 1110 South 10th Street here in Leesville, Louisiana. Our services begin Sunday with Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Wednesday night's midweek service begins with prayer and Bible study at 6:30 p.m. Thursday night, choir rehearsal at 6 p.m. Youth choir rehearsal the last Thursday of each month before the first Sunday. Women's Mission meets the fourth Monday of each month at 6 p.m. The Feeding Ministry feeds lunch every second Monday of each month from 12 to 2 p.m. All meals are free. All we ask is that you come and eat lunch with us. Also, our clothing ministry donates new clothes to anyone in need. Opens every second Monday of each month along with the feeding ministry from 12 to 2. God is blessing us to be a blessing to others. You can join us at any of our services at 1110 South 10th Street here in Leesville. If the Good Shepherd's message has been a blessing, you can obtain a copy of the message by calling 337-424-1286. Please stay tuned to 88.1 because I will return after the broadcast to announce the upcoming events at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Now, I will present to some and introduce to others our dynamic pastor, the Good Shepherd, the Reverend Clinton W. Turner.
Then for a few minutes, go to Psalms 93.
Mama.
Psalms 93.
All right.
Psalms 93, and when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
We're going to focus this morning upon the fact that God is still in control.
Mama.
He's still on the throne.
Oh, yeah.
And God still rules.
Amen.
He still reigns.
Oh, yeah.
With all power in his hands. Psalms 93, verses 1 and 2.
Right.
Says the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength.
Yes.
Wherewith he had girded himself. The world also established.
Yes.
That it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting.
Amen.
Everybody's Bible say the same thing.
Amen.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Or neighbor.
The pastor gonna preach about.
The pastor gonna preach about.
God
is still
in control.
In control.
Amen.
God
is still
on the throne. Somebody needs to know he's still on the throne.
Amen. He's still on the throne, Reverend.
He ain't been the throne.
No, sir.
He's still on the throne.
Amen.
And he still rules.
Oh, yes.
And God still reigns.
Amen.
You may be seated.
All right.
We want to encourage your hearts And we want to encourage somebody here, to encourage you and to remind you that God is still on the throne. He's still in control.
Amen.
And he still rules and reigns. This psalm, as you study it, it emphasizes and it focuses on the sovereign rule of God. The rule of God over his people, Israel.
All right.
And not only of Israel, but God's rule in his reign over the world.
That's right.
And over the worldly affairs.
That's right.
This psalm, when you study it, was probably written by one of the Levites.
That's right.
Who returned to Judah.
That's right.
With the Jewish remnant. Along with Ezra. And along with others that made the pilgrimage from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
That's right.
Right.
It was when the Medes and the Persians,
yes,
had defeated Babylon in 539 BC.
Yes, sir.
It was during the year when Cyrus, the new king,
yes, sir,
arose to power. And he gave the Jews permission to return home to their own land and rebuild their temple and rebuild their torn down city.
Yes, right.
This period in Israel's history was indeed a difficult time in the lives of the people. Their work was constantly being interrupted. They was constantly being attacked by their enemies. And then sometimes the work was neglected by Israel's own people.
That's right.
It was a difficult time.
Yes.
They knew about heartache and pain. They knew about times that we refer to as sunshine and rain.
All right.
They knew about problems. They knew and had experience with troubles and trials.
But as always, they experience firsthand.